Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
God has a plan for you. Isn't that comforting? God thinks good thoughts about you. Isn't that reassuring? God has your past, your present, and your future in His hands. Tell me, does that not give you peace? For anyone out there wondering, what is the will of the Lord for my life? I want to direct your attention to John 14, verse 6, which says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's interesting that Jesus didn't say something like, I will give you a roadmap with detailed instructions on how to get to heaven. He didn't say, I will show you exactly how to move and navigate through this life. No. Jesus simply told us that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Meaning, if you need direction, look to Jesus. If you want to know your purpose for being on this earth, look to Jesus. If you need answers, look to Jesus. If you want to know God's will for your life, simply look to Jesus. Now, concerning God's will, there are two points that I would like to highlight. Two points, they are not the only points in the Bible, but they are two great places to begin as you search to understand God's will for you. The first is, God's will is that you would seek Him. You should hunt for His presence, because Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12 to 13 says, Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. If you're wondering what God's will is for your life, here the Bible clearly tells you. Seek the Lord with all your heart, and the promise is that you will find Him. God says, You will find me when you seek me with all your heart. And then if you go over to Micah chapter 6, verse 8, the Bible says, He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. I love the simplicity of this verse. What do you think God requires of you? To do justice, to love kindness, and hear this. To walk humbly with your God. It doesn't get any clearer than this. The most wonderful thing we'll ever do is find out God's will for our lives and follow it. What a wonderful thing it would be to step into and walk in the will of our gracious, loving Father. And when I'm talking about God's will, I mean everything from the people who God wants us to be around, the right church and spiritual home for us, even down to being equally yoked with a spouse that helps and supports our calling. However, one thing you'll discover, though, is that God's perfect will isn't like an Instagram account. It's not picture perfect with no blemishes. This isn't the case. God is God, and yes, He is good, but our life is also real. Now, sometimes your life is exhilarating, and sometimes there are hard days. Days filled with failure. Days when fear attacks or perhaps you experience a great loss. Despite the contrasting experiences we can have in this life, I want you to know and believe that God works all this together for good when you love Him. God weaves that bad day with this good day. He takes that hurt and that memory and He connects it to this lesson and that person. Hear me when I say that God is fully in control. He takes that situation that looks dim and bleak in your life, that pressure, that uncertainty, and He uses it to teach you, to break down your pride and stubbornness so that your character develops into someone who can be productive for His kingdom. So to the mother who's in a state of worry, to the father who's doing his best not to show the stress he's under, to the woman who feels like she's been rejected, or the man who just doesn't have much hope for the future, I would like to give you a word of hope. I'd like to encourage you not to sink in this experience you're in. Don't drown in that worry.
Save big money this spring with help from Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking ground to creating a smooth seed bed. The Earthquake Pioneer Tiller is designed to give you more control while still providing all of the benefits of a heavy-duty, dual-direction tiller. Hurry in for all your lawn and garden needs and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Pass out in this dry season. Hold on, because this too shall pass. Of course, you don't have all of the answers right now, but when you are believing that God will make a way when there seems to be no way, then every experience you go through, no matter how tough, no matter how hopeless it looks to the natural eyes, reach out and hold on to that word of God that says, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. There is a purpose to this season. Be strong in the Lord and believe that He is working something out in this season you're in.
Acts 16, verses 25 and 26 say, "But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so powerful that the very foundations of the prison were shaken. And at once, all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened." Oh, how important it is to remember that faith and present circumstances don't always go hand in hand. You can have faith in God, but still endure difficult circumstances. Oh, faith doesn't make you exempt from the trials of life. Paul and Silas had faith. There were strong men of God who performed miracles and cast out demons. But if you looked just at their circumstances, it looked like God had abandoned them. From the outside looking in, you could ask, "Where is your God?" And we too can at times feel like this. Because of the problem, because of the situation, because of the environment we're in, it can sometimes feel like God no longer has His hand over our lives. But here's the beauty of our Lord. Sometimes our circumstances test our faith with the aim of building and strengthening us as children of God. Sometimes Our circumstances are actually opportunities. Opportunities for us to witness the wonder-working power of the Lord. The test can be there simply to serve as a reminder that God can make a way where there seems to be no way. Paul and Silas had no hope of escape. They were too badly beaten. They were chained, restricted, and confined. They were in prison and surrounded by guards. So there was no hope of escaping. But God, He is a waymaker. His power and His strength will show up when you are in your weakest state. So I encourage you, should you find yourself in a season that's left you wondering, is God punishing me? Just be encouraged by the story of Paul and Silas. When there looks to be no way out, when you're in a position of weakness and isolation and pain even, do what Paul and Silas did. Pray and praise. Praise and pray. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him at midnight, during your darkest hour. Call on the name of Jesus Christ when your circumstances don't match your faith. Maybe you are bound or chained in some area of your life. There is a God who breaks chains and sets captives free. Maybe you're in a dark place and it feels like you're in a prison. But the light that is Jesus Christ can burn away the darkness. In Him, there is freedom. I love that 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 say, we are pressured in every way, hedged in, but not crushed, perplexed, unsure of finding a way out, but not driven to despair, hunted down and persecuted, but not deserted, to stand alone, struck down, but never destroyed. So, should you feel pressured by your circumstances, the Lord won't allow you to be crushed. Yes, of course, you will find yourself experiencing situations that will leave you perplexed and scratching your head, but you will never, never be driven to despair. Even though it may feel like tough times are hunting you down and persecuting you, Jesus Christ will never desert you. He will never forsake you. And oh, we've all been struck down at some point. But thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will never leave us to be destroyed. So I encourage you to never let present circumstances overpower your faith. God will make a way when you keep your faith in Him.
The Bible clearly states in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 8, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. People who choose to make their own rules in order to do what is convenient, easy, or just because it feels good are choosing to deny the truth of God. They have decided to either make excuses for sin, or they have just determined to tolerate it. Either way, there is a consequence for not accepting the truth for what it is, the actual and eternal Word of God. Unfortunately, for believers, the idea that people will call good evil and evil good means that those who have decided to live godly in an ungodly world will be destined to spiritual warfare. As Christians standing for what is right and good, we are a target for attack, not from people, but because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is why, as followers of Jesus Christ, we must put on the full armor of God and always be prepared for battle against the forces of evil. We must know the truth and live it out every day. We must guard the righteous nature of our hearts. We must stand firm in our faith. And we must shield ourselves against the fiery darts of the enemy who seeks to kill, to steal, and to destroy anyone who loves and lives for Jesus Christ. The world has been led astray by the deceitfulness of the enemy of our souls. He has persuaded people to do whatever makes them feel good and to get everything that might help in that process. Give me money. Give me power. Give me material things. Give me lovers. Give me drugs. Give me everything that I want and never make me do anything to have to earn what I have. Such is the preferred way of living for so many. In fact, this way of living is so enticing that if it were possible, even the very elect of God would be deceived by the idea that I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, wherever I want, and however I want. Just like in the book of Judges, when everyone was doing what was right in their own eyes because there was no king in the land. However, for us as Christians, what makes us so different from those caught up in the deceitfulness of the world is that we have Jesus Christ. And our King loved us so much that He actually died for us on a wooden cross. He was buried, and after 3 days, He rose again to live again for all eternity. And we understand the truth and what is really good. So here's the thing. If we can just believe and have faith in God's Word, if we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and live for Him with all our heart, He will help us to never be fooled by the deceitfulness of anyone or anything again, simply because we are a part of the family of God. And God always protects His children just because they are His.
No Christian goes through this life without feeling weak in their faith at times. But we all can take comfort in knowing that our God is Emmanuel. He is with us in every season, whether it's good or bad. And the thing about faith through different seasons is that you'll hear people talk about faith when things are good. I knew things would turn around if I just had faith. You'll hear people recommend faith when they're not sure what to say. I'm sorry you're going through a rough time. Just have faith. And when others seem unfazed by life's obstacles, they might tell you it's because they have faith. But what does that mean? Hebrews 11 verse 1 defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." Faith causes us to act on what we haven't experienced yet. It causes us to believe promises in the Bible that haven't been fulfilled yet. And faith causes us to trust God when our situations haven't changed yet. Consider this Bible scenario. Take David and the story of how he killed Goliath. At the time, David was a shepherd boy, not a warrior. But when he saw Goliath mocking God's people, David approached the king and asked to go down and fight. Just picture the babysitter next door or the kid who delivers your papers telling the president, "Let me handle this one." David's ability not to be shaken by Goliath's size resulted from David's faith in God. David tells the king in 1 Samuel 17, verse 37, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." David had faith that God would defeat the giant and deliver his people. What an amazing picture of what our lives can be when we have faith in God. When we are right with God, we never go into turmoil alone. We have the Creator of the universe on our side. But saints, let me ask you this. Have you ever met someone who seems unshakable? The coworker who takes a deep breath when the computer crashes instead of slamming her head on the desk. The mom who manages to keep her calm as her kids' last-minute requests pile up. Faith in God is what allows us to experience stability in the middle of instability. When life feels out of control, we take comfort in knowing that God is in control. Faith can do a lot of things in your life if you let it. It will help you to grow up and wholly lean on, rely on, and trust in Jesus Christ.
Don't give up on God. Sometimes God will allow you to go through deep waters before He provides a way out. That's the testing of your faith. It builds character. It builds resilience in you so that in the future, you remain steadfast in the Lord. Keep the faith, child of God. Keep the faith. Don't let your present circumstances destroy your faith in God. Don't let this setback or disappointment make you doubt God's ability. Keep the faith. I want to encourage you to believe that God's hand is on your life. Believe that He's working even when you can't see it. Believe that He will never leave you nor forsake you even when you don't feel it. And remember that feelings have nothing to do with faith. God is sovereign and He is faithful, so don't give up. But instead, keep the faith no matter what.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.